Hello and welcome to South Asia Chat, brought to you by the Institute of South Asian Studies at the National University of Singapore. Our guest today is Her Excellency Ruxana Afzal, the Pakistan High Commissioner to Singapore. She will be sharing her views on the impact of COVID-19 on Pakistanis here and how Singapore and Pakistan are collaborating in this fight. Thank you, Your Excellency, for joining us today. I'd like to start by asking you, has the COVID-19 pandemic left Pakistani nationals stranded in Singapore? And if so, could you tell us the support that has been provided by the High Commission here to them?
Nithya, like many countries in the world, Pakistan was also not prepared for this COVID-19 situation. And when it suddenly erupted, like Singapore, more than 90% cases in Pakistan were imported. But unlike Singapore, we were not equipped. There were no thermal scanners at the airport, no isolation or quarantine centers. Test kits were not available. And if they were available, they were very few. We are a country of 220 million people. We are a very big country. So it became very challenging for the government to contain the spread of this virus, which was very highly transmissible. So the first step that the government took, among many others, like, you know, provision of medical equipment and all that, the government closed the airspace of Pakistan until, you know, we had the necessary equipment to conduct the test and scanning and all that at the airport. So as a result, thousands of Pakistanis got stranded abroad. There were about 78 Pakistanis in Singapore. Most of them were either on tourist visit to Singapore or they were transiting through Singapore. They were businessmen and all. Some of them were patients who came here for treatment and got stuck here. So for us, it became a very big challenge to repatriate them because there are no direct flights between Pakistan and Singapore. And due to this COVID-19 situation, the PIA flights were operating to the neighboring countries, but getting them a transit visa and COVID-19 test was a big challenge. So we immediately took it up with our own government, with Pakistan International Airlines, and also with the government of Singapore and government of Malaysia. So I'm very glad to say that we got so much support and understanding from both the government of Singapore and government of Malaysia. PIA flights started operating to Kuala Lumpur. These were special flights. So two such flights operated to Kuala Lumpur, one on 8th April and the other on the 18th of April. We got exemption for our passengers from COVID-19 test and also permission for them to transit to Kuala Lumpur. The government of Singapore supported us a lot because many of our people had overstayed their visas, so their visas were extended, they were given permission. Singapore Airlines supported us a lot, so we flew them in two batches to Kuala Lumpur by Singapore Airlines, and from Kuala Lumpur they went back to Pakistan. So 78 Pakistanis have been evacuated from Singapore, and 38 Singaporeans have been evacuated back from Pakistan to Singapore by the same special flight. So now we are preparing to send another batch of 53 next week who are currently stranded in Singapore. So, you know, this is a very unusual time and demands unusual and unprecedented cooperation and support among countries. And if the spirit prevails, I think we will be happy and it would become much easier for us to evacuate our people back to Pakistan.
So, you know, while a large number of the COVID-19 cases in Singapore now involve Indian and Bangladeshi workers. So are there any Pakistani workers who are in dormitories or who are working here who have been affected?
Nithya, we don't have workers in Singapore. Most of our blue-collar labor, you might be aware, works in the Gulf countries. We have about 5 million blue-collar labor working in the Middle East. Luckily, in Singapore, we have mostly people who are very well established. They are in banking sector, in telecommunication, software engineers, chartered accountants. So luckily, we don't have any such cases here in Singapore.
Okay. Earlier in the month, Dr. Vivian Balakrishnan, Singapore's foreign minister, spoke to his counterpart in Pakistan, Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi, and the latter's evinced interest on the Trace Together application. So has there been any progress on that? And how are the two countries working together to combat this pandemic?
Prime Minister Imran Khan from the very beginning has been following the developments in Singapore, in Taiwan, in Hong Kong and other such countries who created success stories in combating COVID-19. In this success story, Trace Together was a very important component. So we were approached by our National Information Technology Board in Pakistan with the request to get the code of Trace Together app from Singaporean Ministry of Health. This was the time when the Ministry of Health was still working on this app. So we contacted them, and I'm really grateful. They shared all the details with us, and we shared the details with our National Information Technology Board. So now they are adapting the app according to Pakistan's requirements. We have a very large number of mobile phone users, 36% internet users, internet penetration into Pakistan. So with all these things, I really hope that this app is going to help us in containing the spread of this contagion.
So another important point raised by Minister Qureshi was Prime Minister Imran Khan's call for debt relief and restructuring to help developing countries, you know, create fiscal space and shore up economies during this tough period. So how are Singapore and Pakistan working on this?
With this COVID-19 situation, the world GDP has already shrank by 10%. And according to the analysts, the impact of COVID-19 is the economic impact of this virus is going to be worse than the Great Depression.
Yes.
This is going to be a very big challenge for the developing countries where millions of people are likely to lose their jobs. Now, when you come to rich countries, they have pumped billions of dollars to keep their economies and businesses afloat. Countries like Pakistan cannot afford to do that. So the Prime Minister of Pakistan made this call to the world leaders, to the UN, World Bank and IMF. It was called Global Initiative for Debt Relief, that the developing countries may be helped and their debt repayment may be rescheduled to give them some fiscal space. And I'm very glad to say that we received so much support from the entire world, from the UN, World Bank, IMF, and a lot of understanding by friendly partner countries like Singapore. And with all this understanding, billions of dollars have been rescheduled in debt relief for the developing world. So we are grateful for that, really.
Yeah. And the Pakistani community here also has been very proactive in helping its citizens back home. So would you like to comment on that?
Yeah, as I told you, we have a very well-established, amazing diaspora here in Singapore. So when the first cases were reported in Pakistan, there was a lot of concern here in Singapore that our healthcare system is not geared to deal with a challenge like this. And especially in view of the fact that there is no vaccine to treat the infected. So initially, there were a lot of cases in Pakistan where the medical community started getting infected and all. So we received a request from the government of Pakistan that the diaspora may be engaged and medical equipment may be procured with funds raised locally. And this medical equipment may be exported to Pakistan, because that was the time when the medical equipment was in acute shortage all over the world. So I'm very happy and I'm really grateful to our community that they joined hands, they contacted us. We got them a list of top priority items that were required in Pakistan on immediate basis. They raised funds and they procured PPEs, personal protective equipment, worth 178,000 Singaporean dollars. And we sent that medical equipment in two consignments to Pakistan. And they were handed over to National Disaster Management Authority of Pakistan. And now they are being used in Pakistani hospitals by our medical professionals and healthcare staff.
Thank you so much, Your Excellency, for your time. We are very pleased to have you.
Thank you so much for having me here. It was very nice talking to you. My best regards to the ICAS team. And let's hope that this COVID-19 situation will get under control very soon. All the best. Stay safe. Stay home.
You were listening to South Asia Chat. If you want to learn more about the work we do, please visit us at isas.nus.edu.sg.